All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 7:10, Monday morning, sunny, high of 61, and the band is back together. Let's hear it for the band.
Hey.
Yes. I am broadcasting live from my home in Windsor. We got Walmart Jeff holding the fort down in the studio in Hartford, and Gavin is back and healthy at his home in Hebron. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Courtney. Good morning, Walmart Jeff. It's so good to hear from, you know, just to talk to you guys. I mean, I've been sick the last couple of weeks, but I'm feeling 100% and I'm feeling a little sleep deprived as well.
Well, yes, and it was 3 weeks you were sick, but that's okay. Yes, well, listen, let's just get right into it, because every single weekday morning, at least Monday morning at this time, we bring you the peak of our weekends. We go around the room, and I know it's tough for a lot of people to find the peak of the weekend, because I feel like we're all in Groundhog Day, and the weekends are the same, but pull out a little nugget. And I think what we should do is go to Gavin first, because he's back, he's healthy, and you need to tell us what the peak of your weekend was, Gavin.
Well, it was a great weekend, because after 37 days, my son Lennon is finally home.
Oh my God,
amazing.
And?
He was in the NICU for 37 days, and on Friday, we had a nice consult with the doctors, and they said he was strong and healthy enough to come home. So we took him home, and it has been a whirlwind. It has been amazing. He's doing great, and we're so happy to have him home with us.
And you're actually holding him right now.
He just finished. You know, it's amazing how you just like kick into like dad mode. You know, I'm doing everything with one hand right now. You know, he's right here. I'm changing him. I'm feeding him. You know, I'm up all hours of the night, but whatever we can do for him, like, it's totally worth it. And it's amazing to have him here.
I don't even know if I should do a peak. I mean, that peak is amazing, Gavin. That's the best peak ever.
Get your son home, and, you know, and this is what I've wanted for a long time, and it's really what it's all about. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out everything. We're extremely tired, but we're loving every minute of it. I'm trying to soak it up.
I love it. So Gavin's peak, I mean, come on now. His son is home. He's holding him in his arms right now. He's feeding him breakfast. He's healthy. Gavin's healthy. Kelly's healthy. That's an awesome peak. I kind of feel weird doing my peak.
Yeah, me too.
I need your peak, Courtney. I need your peak.
All right. Well, my peak was, my fiance has been under the weather. So it was a quiet weekend for me, because he was secluded in a room upstairs. So my peak was, I thought, what can I do? I decided to paint some rocks. You know, I belong to Windsor Rocks and 860 Rocks Facebook pages, where we paint inspirational messages on rocks and we hide them throughout the states.
Okay.
So I actually painted some rocks with inspirational messages, and I hid them in my neighborhood, because I don't like to go far from my house. So I hid them in my neighborhood for my neighbors to find. So that was my peak. I thought that was a little uplifting for me.
Nice.
All right,
I love
silence.
That.
Nobody cares. All right, whatever. Walmart, what was your peak?
It's great.
My peak, Courtney, was, late last week. I went online to PCRichardandSon.com, and I bought myself a new beer fridge, and it was delivered on Saturday. And I'm so excited. Ooh. It's awesome. So I was kind of worried. I was like, you know, I want the delivery guys in my house and stuff like that. But they drop it off at your door, which is awesome. So you don't have to worry about, you know, spreading germs and stuff like that. I was able to set it up, and the thing is amazing. Now, here's the catch, though. Because I spent all my money on the beer fridge, I don't have enough money to buy beer.
Walmart Jeff, first of all, I'm surprised you got a refrigerator just for beer, when maybe you should putting food in it right now, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'll leave you $20 in my mailbox. You just let me know when you can swing by and get it. Because I think with a new beer fridge, you should put some beer in it.
Perfect, Courtney. Thank you.
Let us just hook you
up. It's lined up.
It is. All right, you guys. Great peaks. I love them all. We've got photos from our peaks. I'm hoping Walmart's got a photo of the fridge. Gavin, maybe a little photo of Lennon home in his bassinet would be great.
I sure do.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to put those photos. We're going to put those photos up. You can check out our peaks and add your peaks to ours. Please head over to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:41. It is time for Hollywood. I love this. Alicia Keys put a stay-at-home spin on Flo Rida's song, My House, during a virtual performance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
We gotta stay in, you can't come to my house. Suddenly two's a crowd, only Swiss is allowed. We don't have to go out.
Oh my God, it was so good. Can I say that I think some of these artists sound better at home with a cell phone and just a little microphone? Don't you think?
Definitely, definitely. That was actually pretty good.
It was really good. She also, though, gave her fans her phone number so they can all stay connected. She said, if you want to call me, and you might need to call me, call me. We can connect together. I have uplifting energy, and I'm here to send it to you. Then she gave out her phone number. Okay, like, what is that? I'm going to call it in a few minutes.
I'm guessing it's not, like, her real number. Remember that time that Ashton Kutcher gave out his phone number, Courtney?
Yes, and I took it, and I called it, and he still randomly sends me texts occasionally, Walmart Jeff.
Okay.
He never responds when I text him back, but yeah. I'll randomly get stuff from Ashton Kutcher. This is the same thing. If you want to see her performance and get her phone number, it is on our blog right now. Katy Perry and her fiance Orlando Bloom announcing they're expecting a baby girl. Katy Perry says, it's a girl. She captioned a photo of Orlando Bloom's face covered in pink frosting.
Oh, that's awesome.
How cute. Oh, I'm so excited for them. And finally, speaking of pink. Pink revealed that she tested positive for COVID-19. She's recovered 2 weeks later. In an Instagram post, she says, my three-year-old son Jameson and I were both showing symptoms of COVID-19. Fortunately, our primary care physician had access to tests. She says they tested positive a few days ago, but were retested and are now negative. Pink, by the way, could donate her blood for research because apparently she says her blood has antibodies to fight the virus. In gratitude, she donated $500,000 to the Los Angeles Emergency COVID-19 Crisis Fund and another $500,000 to Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund in Philadelphia, she says, in honor of her mom, who worked there for several years.
That's
great
news.
Which is super nice.
Yeah, that's great news.
If you want to see Pink's post and Alicia Keys' performance, which I just love, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
The weekend, blinding lights, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the morning, it's 7:50 every weekday morning now. We're going to bring you good news. At 7:50, I love it. And I'd like to go to Gavin first, but if you've got good news, please call us, 860-247-9570. Share your good news with us. Gavin, you're going to start off with your good news.
Yeah, I hope this is allowed because this was also my peak of the weekend, and it's also my good news, but it's big.
Yes.
My son, yes. Lennon, is finally home after 37 days in the NICU.
Oh my God, 37 days in the NICU, and I would say 3 weeks of that, you were sick, so couldn't even go see your son, right?
Exactly, yeah. I had like a flu virus. It was not corona or anything like that, but yeah, I was down and out, but as soon as I started feeling better, he started feeling better, we're connected, and now he's home, and let me tell you, it is amazing, but exhausting at the same time. I am telling you, this is crazy, but we're loving it.
He's doing great. Okay, so that's fantastic good news. Like, I feel like now when I do my good news, you guys are like, oh, that was a letdown. Gavin's good.
I'm not trying,
so good,
not trying to trump you here, Courtney, but it's a pretty big good news.
Well, guess what? Trump away. I don't mind. Gavin has his baby Lennon home. That's great news. My good news, a lot of people have so much more time to read right now, so they're reading. And it's good news for Carrie Underwood, Jessica Simpson, and Jesus, because the top three best-selling books right now are Carrie Underwood, number one, Jessica Simpson, number two, and Anything About Jesus is number three. And I'm guessing that would be the Bible or something. But Carrie Underwood has a self-help book. Yeah, right? Jessica Simpson is a self-help book. And Jesus, those are the top three best-selling books while everybody's in quarantine. And I know how much you love Carrie Underwood, Walmart Jeff. So.
I love Carrie. I love all three, actually.
Yes, you do. There you go. I do, too. I love the third one the most, Jesus. I just want to say that. But, yeah, Carrie Underwood, Jessica, and Jesus. That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
I have personal good news to share, Courtney. The weekend, I got an email from my son's art teacher. My son is in kindergarten. He's 5 years old. Notifying us that my son's artwork was chosen to be in the art show this year. at his school.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Wait, okay. What was it? What is the picture of? And can we see it? Can we post it?
So it's a self-portrait that he did.
Oh my God,
You got to remember, he's 5 years old.
Although does he have a beanie on his head?
I don't know what that is. I think that's his hair. Okay. I'm not too sure. Okay. But anyways, because school is closed right now, the art show actually moved online, and it's a virtual art show.
Oh, my God. I love it. That is such good news, Walmart, Jeff. I love that. There's so many people at home that are homeschooling. If you've got good news about your child or homeschooling, please call us. I want that photo up on our page soon, Walmart, Jeff.
All right.
860-247-9570 for your good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Crystal. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Welcome to the show. Do you have good news to share with us?
I do. My mom found out yesterday that she tested positive for COVID-19. She lives in Florida, but she's on the mends and doing great.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is the best good news ever. I love to hear these stories. I'm so glad she's feeling better. How long was she feeling sick for?
She was sick for about 3 days before she had called. They told her that she didn't have all the symptoms to be tested. And then 4 days later, she was in the hospital for a platelet transplant. They tested her then, and she got her test results yesterday. So she's been home, and she's doing well.
So she's feeling better. Every day she gets stronger and feels better, and she's managing the symptoms okay?
Yep. Fortunately for her, it never got into her lungs. She's doing good.
Oh, my gosh, what a blessing. I'm so glad you called because this, eases the fears of a lot of people. Your mom tested positive, and she's doing great. Do they tell her what she needs to do or give her medication or just has to let it run its course?
They just had her let it run its course. They told her she could take cold medicine for some of her symptoms. She's had to check her temperature all day during the course of the day and just keep track of things. So, she's doing good, and she's going to stay home for a few more days before she tries to venture out. I made her some masks over the weekend and sent them down to her, so she'll have them today to make sure
fantastic.
She's covered. And, she's just, taking it easy and doing what she needs to do.
Had she been going out without a mask? Had she been going places, or does she not know where she got it?
When she first started feeling, wasn't feeling well, the doctor didn't tell her that she had any of the symptoms and didn't tell her that she needed to stay home. So she was going to work. She works in a garden center.
Okay.
But she was keeping her distance, disinfecting things just to be precautious. And then, like I said, 10 days ago, when she ended up at the hospital for a platelet transfusion, they told her she had to stay home until her test results came in.
And the transfusion is unrelated to COVID, correct?
They're thinking that the virus played a part in killing some of her platelets, but they're not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, listen, the good news is she's on the mend. Send her our blessings. Tell her we're thinking about her. We're thinking about you. And I'm so glad you called. That's wonderful news.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Call us with your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 8:20, Monday morning, sunny, high of 61. The band is back together. Let me tell you, the flu, Corona, three separate locations cannot keep us away from you. Right?
I mean,
I was like, I'm not, listen,
that's
if
true.
I have to sit in my basement with a microphone and talk to, our listeners, it's going to happen. Walmart thought the same thing. If I have to drive into Hartford every day and go to that studio, I'm doing it. And Gavin bounced back from the flu, and we are here for you, and we're all together again. And I'm also super excited. Can you hear my excitement? Oh, my
yes.
God.
He's very excited.
I'm at home in Windsor. Walmart Jeff is in the studio in Hartford, and Gavin is with us from his house in Hebron. And by the way, Gavin, you now have Lennon, your baby, home with you.
Yeah, we're now a party of three here in my house.
Yes.
Friday afternoon, we got the great news that Lennon was strong and healthy enough to come home. And we took him home, and he's been here over the weekend. And I probably have gotten about 3 hours of sleep total this entire weekend. But it's so great to have him home, and we're we're definitely in parent mode right now, which we're figuring out as we go, but we're definitely loving it.
So Lennon, how long did Lennon spend in the NICU?
Oh my gosh, I actually went back and kind of calculated. He was born on February 26th and wow. He came out on Friday. So he was there for 37 days.
Now let me ask you.
37 days.
I texted you Thursday night. I said, are you ready for the longest drive ever from Yale to Hebron? And how did the drive yeah. home go?
Can I just tell you, at first I was like, oh, it's not going to be a big deal. I'm like, Walmart Jeff, you're making just a big deal out of this. I will tell you, it was the longest drive of my life. I was going down 91 in the right-hand lane, 40 miles per hour. I had the hazards on. It probably took us an hour and a half to get home from New Haven to Hebron. But, you know, it was like just telling everyone to go around me. I would pull over if, like, someone was tailgating me. I was just like, get away from me. I have precious cargo here. So you were right, Walmart Jeff. It was the longest drive of my life, but we were lucky enough to get him home safe and sound.
Here's the funny part. Gavin drives with his hazards on when it's raining out. So Walmart Jeff knew, like, when he's got the baby in the car, it's going to be the longest drive ever. Okay, so is the baby in your bedroom, and are you guys sleeping? Is the baby sleeping?
We're kind of, I mean, the baby is sleeping. The baby is a party animal. He likes to sleep during the day and stay awake at night. We haven't figured out quite how to flip-flop that. So he's sleeping great during the day. But between the hours of, you know, 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., he is wide awake. So we're trying to take shifts. You know, we're figuring it out. Like, well, Kelly will sleep for a few hours, and then I'll try to sleep for a few hours. But he is he's definitely a night owl. And, you know, but he's eating great. He's adapting to his environment well. He is sleeping when he needs to sleep. And so, I mean, we couldn't really be happier right now. Everything is going according to the doctors, this is according to plan. So we just need to flip-flop him somehow.
Let's go to the expert, Walmart Jeff. How do we flip-flop him? Is he supposed to top the baby off, like nudge the baby at like 11:30 and wake him up, top him off with some formula? Yeah, like, how do you get him to sleep through the night?
You gotta lay down the law, Gavin, and let the baby know this is your house, all right? You got to start
so
doing things
do?
Right away. I mean, you just feed him before you go to bed and try and wake him up, you know, instead of letting him sleep all day, you just try and wake him up. I'll tell you what, Gavin, I've seen a lot of pictures of your kid. I haven't seen a picture with his eyes open. Have you, Courtney?
No, he's sleeping.
He's always sleeping.
He's always sleeping. I think he fake sleeps. Every time I take out my camera to take a picture, he's always like just fake sleeping.
Now, is your wife, Katie, is she breastfeeding at all or lactating or anything like that?
Oh, my God. Walmart Jeff, please.
I mean,
first of all, you know her name is Kelly, and please don't talk about my wife's breasts. Okay. That would be nice if you didn't talk about my wife's breasts.
Okay. All
but we're sticking right now. We're going with the formula method. He's on a good formula, and he's loving it. So that's all we could really do. Just figuring it all out.
I don't have children, but this is what I do for my fiance, who likes to sleep all day and stay up all night. I try to top him off with some chocolate milk and toast at night. I'm like, okay, honey, would you like some chocolate milk? Now, a baby can't have chocolate milk right away, can they?
No.
Unfortunately,
well, it kind of works. Well, listen, I would do the top off method like I do with Mr. Automotive. Sometimes it's Jaeger, sometimes it's chocolate milk, and then I make sure he sleeps through the night. So try to top baby Lennon off and then put him to bed, okay? Can we try that tonight?
Yeah, I might slip him a little Jaegermeister later and see if he likes that. You know, I got to teach him early. You know, got to teach him.
I'd probably do the chocolate milk before the Jaeger, but whatever. It's so great that you are healthy and you're back with us. The band is back together. Lennon's home. If you want to see some really cute photos of Gavin's baby Lennon at home, we've got them right now. Check out the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.